Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about vegan snacking. What? Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. And we're back, baby.
We are in the same room recording.
Look at that.
It's You've so never exciting. Looked better. Oh, you too. You look great.
I got a haircut.
You do. Your hair looks fabulous.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Do you want to do this?
Fantastic.
Should we not do this?
Oh.
Got a little beard trim?
I know. You're looking
good. A little
good.
Haircut? Ready to re-enter society.
This week on the show, we're talking about Trader Joe's meatless buffalo wings and the vegan breakfast burrito at Egg Tuck that we both enjoyed in Los Angeles.
Okay.
We're also eating the new vegan Hershey bar because I found it, everybody. I found it. Yes.
You found it?
Yeah.
I found
no,
it.
No, I found the Hershey bar.
I walked in the door with a literal armload of them.
But I sent you a picture of one and you said, you did it.
No. When did I?
From
when
Kroger.
Did that happen?
Like a week before what you're talking about. You came home. I mean, it was so far back in our texts. I'll never find it.
That's convenient.
But the point is,
you
it was
up?
Like a week before. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You think you found it first?
Yes. I know I did because I was so proud. Oh my God. Our texts keep snapping back.
I'm sorry that we talk a lot. I'm not sorry that we talk a lot. We are very good at communication, I think.
We are. This text history speaks volumes.
I think it's important. I think a lot of relationships don't communicate well.
I think that's true. Oh my gosh. And then you were out of town and we texted so much.
You can do a search.
Yeah, but I think all you said was you did it.
So search for that.
Yeah, but you say that to me.
I don't.
You say it's
frequently.
Time you're so
I don't frequently
okay.
shower you with so, praise.
Nope. No luck. Okay. Anyway, one of us found it. Doesn't matter who.
Hey. I'll allow, because this sounds kind of familiar, but not, sounds a little fishy still. And if you can't find documentation of it, I'm not there yet. But I'll allow that it sounds a little bit familiar. So I'll say, even if I didn't find it first, I did find it best.
You did find more of them.
I found it best.
You came home with a bunch and I was like, put them in my office because we have to try them first for the pod. And then we had a fight about that.
Right, because I got them for my road trip.
Yeah.
That I was about to leave on the next day.
Well, you didn't confer with me on that. You gotta
check. I don't know where this rule comes from that the first time we eat something has to be here.
Because then we get our first reactions, which is so exciting for the towheads.
Can I tell you a secret? There have been a lot of instances where the first snack on the pod was not the first taste for either of us.
Yeah,
but more so for me.
But every time we do that, it feels like we cheated to me. Towheads, what do you think? Do you want us to wait or do you care if it's the first time or just the most recent time?
Hashtag who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you do it on Twitter, know that I'll never see it because I just have stopped going into Twitter. It's just happened.
I've never been on Twitter more.
I know. You're on Twitter all the time now.
I am.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I just stopped.
You want to do a segment of tweets that should have done better?
Yes.
All right. I got two of them. A couple of freshies. I can only assume it's because nobody else is on Twitter.
Yeah, because Twitter is like more of a garbage fire now than it ever was.
Yeah.
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 It was just making me sad. And so I thought, why would I do this thing that makes me sad? So
okay.
I stopped.
4 days ago, one like, 26 views. I think my problem is also reach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of have like a tiny little sandbox in the corner of the playground. And sometimes I like to play like I'm playing on the whole playground. But really, just... small little week. Okay. 4 days. 4 days ago. This, all right. Quote, boot camp, call me when it's boat camp. Parentheses, said by a person who likes boats.
Yeah, that's an important thing to distinguish.
You didn't like that one.
Well, I just said.
You could get an alert when I tweet, though.
Yeah.
And then hop on, give me that like. That would actually probably double the footprint of my tweet. All right, next one. Oh, this one's timely because I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond going out of business.
Yeah, that's sad.
This is one of my favorite stores. Mm-hmm. I love it. So I've been twice now. As of today, I've been twice to Bed Bath & Beyond to pay my respects and to check the closeout sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're closing out their merchandise.
Yeah.
They're doing what Barnes & Noble did last year, where they just like... Deeper discount until like eventually they're paying you to take the stuff away, you know?
I should go there and stock up on props.
Well, hold off.
Oh.
Because they're staying at the same depth and it's like, you're never going to unload this stuff. And here's why. Here's my tweet from one day ago. Really weird for the Bed Bath & Beyond store clearances to start at less than 20% off. Everything there's 10% off.
Hot take.
Hey.
It's a hot take.
Hey. 33 views. No likes.
Because
no retweet.
Oh,
but
no.
Why? Like, I assume that you can't use the coupon. I assume they're not going to honor the coupon. That was hand in hand with the announcement that we are going out of business, probably because of the coupons. Also because they're probably a front for something more nefarious. And that dried up. But... it's weird. Like, so now you can get something at half of the deal you used to be able to get it for?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to unload stock?
Pay more for this toaster.
Start at 20% off and then give me 20% off that.
Yeah.
Then you got a closeout. Now that's a closeout.
Now that's a closeout.
Now that's a closeout. See, we can't do this on Zoom.
It's true.
So maybe we should get back on Zoom. So, how's your life?
My life is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You skate 4 days a week now.
I skate Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
On the weekend.
And then usually once on the weekend.
You skate
four
days a week.
Yeah.
You skate 4 days a week now.
Yeah.
That's more days than the days you don't skate.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. If you're tallying the week.
Yeah.
You're doing it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You won a gift card recently.
I did. So I went to a roller disco recently.
Yeah.
It was a disco party thrown by my friends at the Bad Bitch Skate Club.
Mm-hmm.
And they had partnered with a local skate shop called Roll ATL. And they gave away 3 gift cards. And I won one of the gift cards. I'm going to go on a shopping spree.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
I think I'm going to get new bearings, everybody.
Yeah.
Some new bearings.
Now, the bearings you put in a wheel.
Yeah.
And then they give your wheel weight when you're rolling around on them? Is that what they're for?
These are great questions. I don't fully understand what the point of bearings are, but I do know that better bearings make it easier to jam skate.
Okay.
And so my friend Daniel, who has been skating since he was an itty bitty baby, popped out of the womb with wheels on his feet.
That didn't happen.
It's true.
That didn't happen, Becky.
I saw the sonogram. It was disturbing.
Did you see the birth video?
I did. Oh, wish I can't unsee that. But he, when I won the gift card, came over to me and was like, wheels and bearings. Get wheels and bearings.
Still a grown-up at this. He's a grown-up now.
He's an adult now, yeah.
Okay.
Full adult.
Okay.
Gainfully employed, very
really?
Good roller skater.
They hired?
I'll ask him. But he said wheels and bearings, and I take his opinion seriously because okay. he knows what he's talking about.
I can't help. Look.
Yeah.
When I buy you gifts, mm-hmm. I try to key in on your interests.
Yeah.
I try to avoid a gift card.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I make sure it's returnable. Okay. It's kind of my triangle of Becky gifts.
Okay.
So when I did this for you on a recent gift occasion,
uh-huh.
got you wheels.
Yeah.
And bearings.
Perfect wheels. Perfect bearings.
Bad bearings?
What were the bearings? Do you remember?
I don't know. Apparently you're replacing them.
Well,
and that's my question is, did I get bad bearings or did the bearings wear out? And if the bearings wore out, how can bearings wear out when they're inside of a closed little wheel?
You got me wheels. You didn't get me bearings.
I'm pretty sure I got you bearings.
The wheels did not come with bearings.
I think I got you a gift card for bearings.
Correct. And so I picked out the bearings and I went
bad bearings
for like a mid-level bearing, but I feel like I might splash out on a high level and get those mids put on the child's skates.
It's kind of sounding like a Goldilocks scenario.
Because the child skates, when he skates, you have to clean your bearings, or when you're skating, your wheels will be feel really weird. They won't roll very smoothly. And when he was skating with me last on the Beltline, I could hear this sound. And it was because of all the grime and stuff.
Gross.
Yeah. So, and he has some cheapest bearings that came with the cheapest wheels.
Okay.
Because I was trying to build him a budget skate and he's not trying to do like, but now he is. Anyway, I'm going to upgrade him to my mid bearings and upgrade me to better bearings.
Okay.
This is so riveting for the Towheads.
Probably got lost because you were so leaned forward talking about skating, but I said it was like a real Goldilocks scenario.
But the bearings?
You had the middle bearings.
Mm-hmm. Just right.
And you wanted to get the high bearings.
Yeah.
You had the middle bearings.
Oh, the middle bearings.
So... kind of like a Goldilocks.
It's a classic Goldilocks scenario.
Yeah.
Dave, how are you?
We already talked about how I'm doing. I'm back. I traveled. I'm back. We're going to talk about something that we did while we were in LA. So that's going to be relevant to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, winding down my sojourn, getting back to real life at the end of this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, you know, made a lot of friends along the way. Got a lot of pen pals now that I'll probably keep in touch with for a lifetime.
How are those wanderers you met from,
Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Austin.
No.
Berkeley?
Oklahoma? Bill and Hillary. Those wanderers. You said you...
Arkansas. But I met up with them in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
They're from Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. How are those wanderers? Have you kept in touch?
Well, I've sent them postcards.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to receive theirs. That's how the mail works. Have we talked about how the mail works?
The what now?
All right, you're playing dumb. You know what mail is.
Oh, you're right. Can listener, we start I there, do know. Please? I know what the mail is. I'm familiar with the mail.
It's you write a letter, you put it in, the postman takes it.
Or woman.
Do they?
Yeah.
Hold on. You're telling me women are postmen? Postmen?
Yeah.
Hold on. What do they call them? What do they call them? Take this out. What do they call them?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a good one for that.
I don't know. I'm asking. I'm really asking.
Oh, you said take this out.
I know.
Mail carriers.
They don't call them mail carriers. And if I said that, you would have said and female carriers.
That would have been too funny. I wouldn't have come up with that.
Anyway, you know how the mail works, right? You put a letter in the box.
Uh-huh.
Postal worker comes, takes the mail,
mm-hmm.
puts it in their truck, drives it to the mail room.
Or female room.
Right. That's gonna be out of context now because of what you took out.
Out of context jokes.
Okay. So they take it to the mail room, mm-hmm. and then it gets sorted based on where it needs to go from there.
Yeah.
Goes to the mail room closest to, let's call it a post office.
Let's do that.
I'm going to invent a term right now for it. Let's call it a post office.
That's groundbreaking.
Yes. It goes to the post office that's near where you're trying to send it. Then that postal worker then takes it. on that final leg to its address. Takes time is my point.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
To your question about Bill and Hillary, takes time. The point that I'm making is, isn't it inspiring to think about the fact that right now, at this moment, there are letters full of emotions and intentions and information that are on their way to their recipients. Little envelopes filled with good thoughts and love and well wishes. In transit at all times. These things are all around us. Isn't that inspiring to think about? And you would never even notice. You'd never even think about it.
It's true.
Okay, I didn't ask if it was true. I asked, isn't it inspiring?
Oh, I meant it's true that it's inspiring. Okay. It's truly inspiring.
It's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, I haven't gotten the letter back yet.
That's a stone cold bummer, Dave.
It's not. It's just how time works.
Yeah.
It takes time. I just got back. I sent mine from the road.
Yep.
They're probably still traveling.
Yeah. They're ramblers.
They probably haven't even received mine because they're not at the address that I sent it to.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Doesn't mean that
they need to wait for the letter from me to start writing a letter to me. That's not really how pen pals work.
That's a good point.
Anyway, made a lot of friends, made a lot of memories,
mm-hmm.
saw a lot of beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
These are all true things.
I know.
Okay. You're looking at me.
I was there for some of it. I saw some beautiful things.
Do you want to just...
Friends, memories, etc.
Do you want to just jump to that?
Jump to... yeah, let's jump to one of the memories we made together.
Yeah. So I go to San Francisco. You're not there. I go to Berkeley. You're not there. I wasn't looking for you, but I'm just being clear that you're not in these cities.
I wasn't there, guys.
And then I hop on Southwest. Two bags free.
Ooh.
Yeah. But you got to wait. You don't know what seat you're going to have until it's time, which I don't like.
That part I don't mind about Southwest. The bummer to me about Southwest is that there are no chargers on any of their planes. Mm. You have better be charged before you step on that plane because you're out of luck if your phone dies in the sky.
Mm. Well, I will tell you, at San Francisco Airport, it's like Neo Tokyo in the sense that there's just electricity everywhere.
It's just zapping you.
Yeah. They're trying to charge you up and top you off like as you're walking. So if you're flying Southwest, fly out of San Francisco because you'll be covered before you even step on the plane.
That's good.
So I hop on Southwest. I get a window seat.
Nice.
Yeah. No center seat either.
Ooh.
Either. Yeah.
Real
so
nice.
So it's me and a stranger with a seat between us.
Oh,
couldn't have been better. 1 hour flight. Jip. I'm in LA. LA, baby. Los Angeles. I get off the plane. I say, LA, baby. And I look around to see who's like, yeah.
Nary a soul.
Nobody. Yeah. And then you came the next day.
I hopped on a plane. Quick 5 hours later. And a lot of turbulence.
Yeah.
And I landed in LA. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And there I was.
There you were.
And we were together.
Do you want to? Well.
Well, oh, should I tell?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, towheads.
So, ooh. You get this bright idea. I don't understand it. I still don't understand it.
Let me talk you through my logic. I land in LA, and the way that LAX works is that if you need a ride, if no one's picking you up, mm-hmm. which Dave did not rent a car.
Wow.
I mean, why would you? But I'm saying we didn't have a rental car.
Okay.
And so there's a long walk to an area where there's a taxi line and you can meet your Lyft if you are using a Lyft. So I have this long walk. And on the long walk, I was like, oh, this is such a long walk and I just want to be there. And so I was and as I'm walking, I can see there's a taxi line. There's just a big old line of taxis. They are waiting to take you. And Lyfts have gotten so expensive lately. I was like, you know what? Why don't I just take one of these many taxis that are just right here? Like, what could the difference possibly be at this point? Like, I can just hop in a cab instantly or wait 20 minutes for a Lyft and probably pay around the same amount, maybe a little bit less. But how much more could it possibly be? Listener?
Oh, no. Hold on.
Yes.
These taxis.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no information on them?
They're like yellow cabs.
Okay. But like rate information?
Not really. I mean, once you're inside and... Yes, you can see the raid information, but I was, look, I'd been traveling all day. I was tired. I didn't really, I just was like, how bad could it be? Hop in a taxi.
That's where the analysis ended.
Yes.
Was how bad can it be?
Listener, let me tell you. I got in the taxi and I was staying. Where did we stay? Tell me.
We're not going to dox ourselves.
No, it's important about the name of the hotel. Oh, we were staying at the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. So I said, I'm going to the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. He said, Hollywood Hotel. Got it. And I said, well, it's the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. And he was like, yeah, got it. No problem. And I was like, cool. Got in the car, sat down, texting on my phone. I am here. It'll be about 45 minutes from the airport. I'll see you soon. Can't wait to see you.
I'm in the pool.
Dave's in the pool. Not receiving my text. 45 minutes goes by. We pull up to the hotel and I'm like, this doesn't look quite right. Like, it just doesn't look like what I envisioned based on what Dave said about the hotel. And I was like, is this, we're sure this is the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel? And he was like, oh yeah, Hollywood Hotel. Got it. And so, there was, to get into the front door, you had to drive up a hill, up a little driveway and around. Mm-hmm. And I had a very large suitcase. I brought a really big suitcase because I was bringing some of Dave's stuff home with me so he'd have less to carry.
That was the plan, yes.
Yes, that was the plan.
That was the plan. That was the intent.
I really blew it on this trip. So and he didn't do that. Instead, he dropped me curbside. So I had to lug my huge suitcase up this hill. And I walked in and I was like, hey, my husband's at the pool, but he left a key for me at the desk. And I gave the name. And our name's hard to spell. And so I spelled the name and they weren't finding it. So I spelled it again because sometimes people just mishear it. They want it to be spelled differently so mm-hmm. badly. And then finally I said, is this the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel? And they said, oh, no, that's 2 miles away. Listener, they took me to the wrong hotel and he charged me $100.
$100.
$100. A lift would have been $40.
Now, what was the rate information on the side of the car?
I don't remember now, but you do.
Yeah. Is
it was not on the side of the car. It was inside the car. I didn't have the rate information in front of me until I was sitting inside the car.
Okay.
Driving.
Usually it's on the side of the car.
It was not on the side of the car.
Okay.
I don't remember it, but you do, clearly.
There's 33 cents for each third of a mile. Right?
Yeah, it was something like that.
So $1 a mile?
Honestly, I saw that and I was like, I am not doing math. I'm tired.
Yeah.
We were driving at this point also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it wasn't 100 miles.
It wasn't 100 miles.
No. Anyway, I got scammed by a taxi. They charged me $100 to take me to the wrong hotel. So then I had to call Lyft to take me the rest of the way.
Then you got there.
Then I got there. And I was reunited with my husband.
That's right.
And it was wonderful and magical.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds sarcastic.
No, I had missed you so much. I hadn't seen you in like over a week.
Yeah, it'd been a long time. It was nice to see you too. I was happy to see you. So we were staying in Hollywood, like capital H Hollywood.
Like Walk of Fame right outside
tourist
our door.
Hollywood.
Very touristy, but like close to everything, which was nice.
But I had found, so vegan breakfast options were pretty light. I'm a big breakfast boy. I don't know if anybody listens to this podcast to know that, but I've said several times that I'm a big breakfast boy on here. But there's not a lot of good vegan options near the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found one at a place, oddly enough, called Egg Tuck, mm-hmm. which is a restaurant that specializes in scrambled eggs and egg burritos and tacos and sandwiches and egg this and egg that. They have one vegan option, which is a just egg burrito. I think it's just egg.
I think so too.
And I'm not ashamed to admit that I ate this 3 times.
Yeah.
I went 1 time without you.
Yeah.
And I was excited for you to join me on another time.
And then we went twice.
No, we went once.
We went once and then you went once without me again.
Yes.
So this was a just egg burrito. We added avocado and it had, everyone, it had a hash brown inside of it. A crunchy hash brown.
No, it didn't.
Was it tater tots?
Yeah.
I remembered crunchy potato. No, we had a different breakfast burrito with a hash brown inside. Yeah. This one had tater tots. So it was tater tots, just egg, and avocado.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a sauce?
Chorizo. I promise it was chorizo.
Okay. And there was vegan chorizo.
Was it? No. Cholula.
Oh, yeah.
I'm,
why are you saying chorizo? I was like, okay.
Because I'm dumb.
You promised me. And I was like, I don't remember chorizo, but okay.
No, Cholula.
Cholula hot sauce.
Cholula hot sauce. Hey, everybody. It's David Streepy here from Talkin' Tofu with a breaking Talkin' Tofu news segment. it has come to light that the sauce inside of the vegan breakfast burrito at Egg Tuck is a sriracha aioli. It's not chorizo.
Nope.
Not Cholula.
Nope.
Becky's here too.
Hi. Hi, Toehead.
Yeah. So sriracha aioli, and it couldn't be more delicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're out.
Catch you later, Toeheads. Y'all, it was simple. There must have been a whole bottle of Just Egg in each burrito. It was so eggy.
I've never had fluffier Just Egg.
Oh,
in my life.
It was so good.
In my life.
They must have whipped it forever to get it so light and fluffy.
Yeah. Soft tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
Just a dream. So, like, we walked. It was a 20-minute walk from the hotel.
Yeah.
We walked and they didn't have anywhere to dine in.
No.
So we got it.
In fact, all around the dining room or all around, it's just like a little counter, you know, where you order. But then all around the other side of the space, there's windows and there's like a ledge all around and it says something like no eating, do not eat here, signs posted like every 6 inches all the way around. They do not want you to dine in. So I get it because it's a small space, and if people were trying to eat in there and line up to order, like, it would be a madhouse.
Yeah.
Y'all, this breakfast burrito, and you, if you are a regular listener, you know I don't like bread. And that includes the tortilla. I don't usually like a burrito because it's too much bready tortilla. But this tortilla was soft and pillowy, and there was so much flavorful Cholula and Just Egg and creamy avocado and crunchy tater tot inside that the bread couldn't bland it up. The tortilla could not bland it up and ruin it for me. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. It's like at the bottom of the list of the great things we ate while we were in LA, but I ate it the most and it did the most work of anything we ate in LA. We already talked about Gracias Madre.
Gracias Madre.
Gracias, as you like to say. we did go to Mr. Charlie's, but did not eat at Mr. Charlie,
mm-hmm.
the McDonald's parody restaurant. Mm-hmm. / exhibit / installation, whatever. But yeah, I think this one, I don't know. Feels like a cheat to talk about this one, literally the only vegan menu item at this place, but it was a home run. It was a triple home run because I had it three times and every time it was like exactly what I needed.
It was so good and so unassuming too. It's just like a tiny little space in like this very nondescript shopping center. Like under a yoga studio, because everything in LA is underneath a yoga studio.
Get him.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
I call him like I see him.
Carrie Bradshaw over here. New York.
In life.
Yeah.
So, it was just like, it felt like a hidden gem. And it was really good.
Yep.
It did the job.
Did the job.
Yeah. Recommended.
Strong recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Strong recommended is what is a phrase.
It is.
Strong recommended.
This is Talkin' Toe News.
All right. Hey, welcome to Talkin' Toe News. I think I remember how to do this. This is a segment of the podcast where I take a headline from the world of vegan news and I present it and we talk about it a little bit. This week, hey, it's been 3 weeks since we did this.
I know.
And so I'm going to do two headlines.
What?
But only it's only kind of one and a half because I can't go too far into this story for you because I don't want to spoil anything for you.
Okay.
But because in the interest of timeliness, I want to do it, and then I'll do the one that we can talk about. Okay.
Okay.
It's not that complicated. You look terrified. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. The first one is from veganfoodandliving.com. This is from May 9th, 2023. That's today. Doxed us. Yay. Okay. Liam Gilliver says, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 branded Best Animal Rights Film of the Year as director James Gunn scoops vegan award. James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, has received a major accolade for spotlighting the cruelty of animal testing. The first sentence is, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 has been branded the best animal rights film of the year for its depiction of animal testing. Warning, this article contains spoilers for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I'm going to skip the description of what happens because you are seeing that movie tonight.
Yeah, I am.
So that's why I'm being so cagey about this.
Yeah. So I know that there's animal cruelty in the movie because, you guessed that there would be. And then when you both came home from the movie, they went and saw it this weekend. I wasn't feeling good. Turns out it's allergies. Mm-hmm. Anyway, could have gone this weekend. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they came home and the kids' first report to me was, there's a little bit of animal cruelty in the movie, but it's over pretty fast. Mm. That's what his report to me was.
He was half right.
No.
It is not over pretty fast.
No.
But it is all purposeful and, of course, all fake. But still, I think, really powerful. Vegan charity PETA has praised the film for spotlighting the cruelty of animal testing and awarded director James Gunn with a major accolade. Through Rocket, James Gunn has put... Rocket is the raccoon in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course.
Through Rocket, James Gunn has put a face, a name, and a personality on the millions of vulnerable animals being cycled through laboratories as we speak, said PETA Senior Vice President Lisa Lang. PETA is celebrating this as the best animal rights film of the year for helping audiences see animals as individuals and suggesting that just because we can experiment on them doesn't mean that we should. The article continues to spoil Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, but... because the movie came out less than a week ago, I thought it was good to highlight this accolade for it because mm-hmm. it is, you could have told this story without going there. And I thought it was very brave, that's a dumb thing to say, but I thought it was an interesting choice to go there and to do it justice and make it as it fucking sucks. There is no in the service of so-and-so, which is good. It's like, no, it fucking sucks.
Yeah. Good.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
Can't wait to close my eyes through that.
No, you can't do that. You'll be closing your eyes for about 40% of the movie.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay. Second headline. Veg News. This one, May 2nd, 2023. Our pal Anna. Anna Stars Tanetskia. Give Anna the click.
Give Anna the click.
3,264 likes, though, so Anna's doing just fine. But the article reads, Shake Shack's vegan shakes and veggie burgers just launched at all 260 U.S. locations.
Shut up.
I will not. Fast food chain Shake Shack just expanded dairy-free milkshakes and custard, made in partnership with food tech company Notco and its Veggie Shack burgers to more than 260 locations across the country. This week, fast food chain Shake Shack is shaking up its menu. Ah, you did it, Anna. With new offerings at all of its more than 260 locations nationwide. Starting today, customers can try Shake Shack's new non-dairy chocolate custard and non-dairy chocolate shake, both of which are entirely plant-based. To create these sweet treats, Shake Shack worked with the Knot Company, Knotco, a Chilean company that uses an artificial intelligence-powered platform, affectionately known as Giuseppe, to create plant-based versions of animal products. Really curious how an AI does this.
Me too. But I will say...
Does he know something that people don't?
I don't know. Smart AI. But I will say I've had their milk before.
Yeah?
And it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. You could just wait till I finish the article and then we'll...
Oh, sorry.
We'll do the discussion part.
Oh, excuse me. No, excuse me. I thought you were done.
No, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Apology accepted. Both items, which Shake Shack is adding to its core menu, are made with not milk, a functional vegan milk that mimics dairy in every way that matters.
Since we started Shake Shack in 2004, our mission has been to serve up elevated versions of the classics that not only taste great, but are crafted with premium ingredients, Jay Livingston, CMO at Shake Shack, said in a statement. Starting May 5th, Shake Shack is also expanding the Veggie Shack to its national menu. This meatless burger, which took the fast food chain 5 years to develop, features mushrooms, sweet potatoes, carrots, farro, and quinoa. It comes topped with American cheese, crispy onions, pickles, and shack sauce. We take a fine dining approach to culinary innovation and spent 5 years testing and refining our new Veggie Shack with our culinary team, Livingston said. It's packed with garden variety vegetables and powered by farro and quinoa for a craveable, substantial bite. Shake app user... If you could just wait until
Excuse me.
Yeah. Shake app users have exclusive early access to this item starting today. That's May 2nd. The Veggie Shack is not considered vegan friendly because it contains animals derived ingredients in the cheese, sauce, and bun.
Cool.
So, hey, the shake though, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat. Oh,
got a little bit more to read here.
Sorry, I thought you were asking.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of a rhetorical. Shake Shack gets into AI-powered vegan shakes. Shake Shack first unveiled its partnership with Notco in May 2022 when it began testing the dairy-free milkshakes and custards at 10 locations in New York and South Florida. Now they're expanding nationally after being well received. To make the new shakes and custards, here's the answer to the question about what Giuseppe's got that humans don't. Mm-hmm. Shake Shack tapped Notco's proprietary technology, which analyzes animal products on a molecular level and pulls from a database of more than 300,000 edible plants to replicate the input sans animals.
Incredible.
A little bit more. And I'm getting close to the end, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You're reading the whole article?
No, I'm skipping through, but it's a meaty article. No pun intended. We're also excited.
Vegan meat, everyone.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done with the article.
Great.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hold on. There's just one more thing. It's about Notco, owners of Giuseppe, the AI that can create plant-based versions of animal food.
Okay.
Last year, the company also entered a joint venture with the Kraft Heinz company, the Kraft Heinz Knot Company, which will result in a number of co-branded products. Currently, a Notco-developed version of dairy-free Kraft singles in 3 flavors are headed to grocery stores with a vegan Kraft mayo in the works, along with other innovations across 7 categories planned for 2024. That's how we know them, because of the toe news about the Kraft American singles.
Oh, yeah. But also because they sent me coupons for their milk and I tried it. It was good. Hey, that analyzing all the compounds, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got one more thing to say.
Okay.
I'm not going to ding you for that because for all practical purposes, I was done.
Okay.
Back in 2021, Shake Shack did offer a vegan burger for a short time through its collaboration with Slutty Vegan's Pinky Cole, which put the Slutty Shack burger on the menu at locations in Harlem and Atlanta for one day. Now I'm done. Just wanted to talk about Slutty Vegan for a second.
Gotta do it.
All right. That's the article. I'm done with the article. Now it's time to discuss the article.
I want that shake.
Yeah, there's one on the Beltline.
That sounds like an outing. We should do it.
You want to report live from the field?
Oh my gosh. That would be fun.
You think so?
I don't know.
Hey, listeners. Hashtag that would be fun.
Uh-huh.
This is Talking Toe News.
Yeah, surprised you didn't want to talk more about it.
I want to eat more about it.
But, okay, there's just a lot to unpack in that article. But it seemed like your well had run dry at, I want to eat that. You couldn't help but break in at multiple points. And then when you finally had the floor, you were like, yeah, I want to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I did kind of peter out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's not petering out, though? Capitalism. And we're going to be right back after a couple of ads from our favorite capitalists.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. Let us know, did capitalism peter out or did it not? Was there an ad or is there no ad and we're on the brink of collapse? Hashtag there was an ad. So hey Becky.
Hey.
What do we eat?
Today we are going to talk about the Trader Joe's meatless buffalo wings that I think I grabbed on a recent visit.
You did.
I was over there. I was there shopping for our episode with the Vegan Dollhouse with Robin, and I saw these meatless buffalo wings, and I was like, I can't resist a vegan wing, and so I purchased them. So we got these, and we made them.
Got them. Made them. Late night snack.
Yeah.
Late very night late snacks, night
baby.
Snack.
It was late. It was very late. So I prepared these according to the package directions, 10 minutes at 400 in the air fryer. And then it was one of those sauce packets that you thaw in hot water and then you toss it all together.
Mm-hmm. I hate those. Just the work involved.
I do feel like at that point I'm cooking.
Yeah.
It does feel annoying to me because.
Because it's like you're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the buffalo in the breading somehow.
Yeah.
You have that technology.
Yeah. Or just give me a little sauce. I can squirt on out. Give me a little squirty.
Well, it's frozen. I understand that it's frozen and needs to be thawed, which is why just don't do that.
Yeah.
So
you could put it in a capsule that protects it from the freezing temperatures, though.
We probably do have that technology too. It I'm makes sure that them if expensive.
Giuseppe though. Could do it.
Giuseppe, get on it. So I made a little bit of a quick ranch with mayo and my ranch seasoning.
Uh-huh.
Mixed them together.
Uh-huh.
And I had some wings, and I had a wing without the ranch because I was like, well, I need to taste these as is for science.
Yeah, I went bald for all of them.
I know. I couldn't believe it. And
well,
then I
was out of mustard.
I dipped the rest in the ranch, and I ate them. And you ate them, too.
I ate them, too.
What were your thoughts?
I loved them. I thought they were so good. I thought that the breading was incredible. It was that combined with the hard work that you did on the sauce. Made the breading hard,
mm-hmm.
like a capsule.
It was like a capsule.
And it was dripping wet because it was covered in the sauce, which mm-hmm. is how a wing should be. It's how a wing is supposed to be. It's messy. It was toothsome. It was mm-hmm. all over my fingers. I was cracking in with my teeth, kind of getting into that protein. The protein itself, could have taken it or left it. Could have taken it or leaving it. But it was fine. Like, That was like the bass guitar of the experience.
Yeah.
Like, not a remarkable bass line, but everything else, the drum beat and the melody and the guitar solos and the synth was in the sauce and the breading, and I thought it was great. Go on.
I thought they were fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I felt like they got immediately soggy when I tossed them in the sauce. I thought that the meat part inside wasn't as firm and meaty as I would like. Mm-hmm. I've had wings with a better, meatier texture.
Okay.
That combined with having to thaw the sauce and toss them together, and the fact that Trader Joe's isn't that near to our home, so mm-hmm. it would be like a hike to get more. I don't see myself purchasing these again. But then you love them.
Yeah, I want them a lot.
Okay. Well, so you get them and I'll make them. I thought they were fine. I thought I wouldn't say no to them, but I wouldn't go out of my way to get them.
Wow.
Was how I felt. Wow. I was like, they're okay. Wow. The sauce was
here
good.
I thought the queen was dead.
I just think we have better wing options. I think that those Morningstar buffalo wings are much better. And there's no separate sauce to deal with.
They're too dry.
Well, that's the trade-off for not having to thaw and toss. You either thaw and toss or they're a little drier, because
there has to be an answer that's not either of those.
I don't know enough about food technology to create a frozen wing that does both. But I figured it out. Yeah.
You buy buffalo sauce off the shelf.
Yeah.
And then that's what you dip them in, or you bathe them in it mm-hmm. when you make it.
Yeah. So I think instead of this, I'd rather make a wing that I like that's not buffalo, and then toss it in buffalo sauce from my fridge that I didn't have to thaw.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm agreeing with you.
But.
Yeah.
But nothing has that breading. Nothing has that casing.
Oh, I thought the breading was just this.
Because you sogged it up with your ranch, with your goddamn ranch.
No.
With your homemade ranch.
It was sogged
your
up.
Mayo ranch.
It was already sogged up.
It was ranch already... normally have mayo in it?
Yes. Ranch.
Well, don't yell at me. You're yelling.
Yes. Ranch is a mayo-based dressing.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you sure? If I look it up right now.
Yes. It's mayo-based, and then they add like buttermilk and other stuff
to see.
It.
This is from mayonnaise.com.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was from Pioneer Woman.
I'm just kidding. There's no mayonnaise.com.
I feel like there's got to be.
Of course there is, but it
anyway.
Wouldn't be like filled with mayonnaise lies for anyone to look up and just be like, no, here's a mayonnaise fact.
It's the Big Mayo. It's Big Mayo's website. That's the people who went after...
Hey, I'm going back to Notco's partnership with Kraft.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this means vegan Cranch is on the way.
Oh, that would be good.
Do you know what Cranch is? You can figure it out, but do you know what it is?
Yes, it's ketchup and ranch, and you have already said you want it, and okay. I agree.
You don't always remember the things I tell you.
Yeah, but I remember Cranch.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I saw it at the store since that discussion.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Hey.
You know, I give TJ's meatless buffalo wings mm-hmm. 7 out of 10 Clintons.
Really?
Yeah. 7 out of 10. So we got Bill. We got Hillary. We got Chelsea. Mm-hmm. We got Sox. Mm-hmm. We got 3 other Clintons that absolutely exist. Doesn't he have a brother? A barther?
He does have a barther.
A barther. Roger? It's Roger Clinton, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm being a...
I think you're right. It rings at God.
You're always yeah, yeah, think- yeah. Is that you do not try and repackage that as genuine?
It was. God damn it.
Bill Clinton's brother.
I'm looking up other Clinton.
Roger Clinton.
Okay.
Arrested on suspicion of, and the headline cuts off. So don't know what happened there. So we got Roger. How many Clintons do you need me to find for your rating?
Oh, I only need the first 4.
Damn! Wow. So you're keeping Sox?
Yeah, I keep Sox.
Okay. Okay. You think Sox is still with us?
Since the 90s?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Bill Clinton relatives. All right. Well, Hillary. Chelsea. Mm-hmm. William Jefferson Blythe II.
Of course.
Roger Clinton. I think that's a mugshot. Virginia Kelly. Of
oh.
course. Of course.
Virginia Kelly. Can't forget about.
Tyler Cassidy Clinton. Check this guy out.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, he might be your 4th, right? All right. That's my 7.
All right. Great.
So you're four Clintons.
Yeah, four.
You're Bill, staying in the
Hillary,
White House.
Hillary, Chelsea, Sox. Yeah. Okay. Just White House Clintons. Okay. The purest.
Got it. Got it. Four. Wow.
Yeah.
Garbage score.
Yeah.
Garbage take, garbage score. Feel your feelings. But I think it's this mayo ranch thing that tipped your scales.
No way. That ranch is great. I've been eating it on all kinds of stuff all week.
Not debating the sauce itself. I'm saying that the sauce damaged the food and colored your review of the food.
Dave, you know what we should do?
What's that?
We should cleanse our palates with a Hershey bar.
Oh, okay. All right.
Listener, I hold in my hand a Hershey's plant-based oat chocolate confection, extra creamy almond and sea salt.
Wait a second. So this isn't the straight up Hershey's bar.
This is the only kind that is available.
That can't be true.
No, go look. Go look at all the ones.
I'm going.
So as previously stated, these are from two separate trips. This is the only kind that Kroger carries. They're all the same. I did this. Shut up. Show it to me. Show it to me. Dave's trolling me, everyone.
I got you, though.
Yeah. So I did this. I did this when you... Anyway.
All right.
Here it is. Oh, I want you to open it so you can have the first one. First bite.
Do you remember those almond chocolate bars that you would sell?
Oh, yeah.
As
sell. Purchase.
Right.
Because I would eat them all.
It would be four blocks. It'd be one long line with four blocks in it.
Oh, they were so good.
They were so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm, and there were caramel ones, which were the ones that I always would. It was a problem. And then I'd just have to give $20 to the people at the end of the time.
I like it. I like it.
I do too.
Here's the thing. It is good Hershey's chocolate,
mm-hmm.
which means that it's mediocre chocolate,
mm-hmm.
like in the chocolate world. But like, this is what you get with Hershey's.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like chocolate. It's just sweet and creamy.
Mm-hmm. No, it tastes like chocolate. I get a little chocolate taste.
Not much. The almond and sea salt, though, is really nice.
Yeah.
Listener.
Yeah, go get it.
I like this better than the peanut butter cup.
You have soured vocally on the peanut butter cup this week,
mm-hmm.
and it's upsetting me.
Y'all,
it's because you're eating it too much. This is sometimes food.
I had it again the other night, and it was like just okay. I don't know. I feel like I'd been missing it, and then I had it, and it was amazing because I hadn't had it in so long. And then I had it again, just a regular Thursday night. I was like, I'm going to have a peanut butter cup. And it was just like, fine.
Well, two things. You're wrong. And the other thing is, you are two Beckys. There is the Becky who ate the Reese's cup in a world where there had not been any Reese's cup beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Becky in a world that has the Reese's cup. That is just commonplace. Choosing to have another Reese's cup.
That's what I just said.
You're right. That's right. But I'm saying there's two Beckys.
Are we in a meeting? Are we in a meeting?
Inside all of us, there are two Beckys.
Mm-hmm.
Which one wins? The one you feed. Which one are you feeding?
I guess the picky one.
I think here, you're feeding the first Becky. And that's why I don't think these should be first bites on the podcast.
Oh. Listener, Dave has changed my heart and mind. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It depends on what you want. We're not journalists here.
If it wouldn't be a whole production, I'd recommend that you take the mic and drop it, but it'd be a
thing. I won't.
Don't.
I won't. I can't lift it.
No, don't do that.
Look, it depends on what you want. Do you want the, oh my gosh, it's so good moment? Because we can have it for that. But if you want to be a recommendation, a point of recommendation. Well, here's the thing. Some of these things, we try them and they're disgusting and we're never going to try them again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to eat them off pod and then bring them in to eat a bad snack on pod. So it's impossible.
That's true.
But for stuff like this, look, I'm just saying, don't be so white knuckle about it, okay? Let me eat my candy on my road trip, even if we haven't done it on the pod yet. I'll approach it with the same energy that I approach it with as if it were the first time. Which is to say, bad energy.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Wilted, wet energy.
About the whole thing.
We got a letter?
Mm-hmm. Carolina writes, I have so many questions and comments, I have to write it all down right now so I don't forget. This is in reference to last week's episode.
What did we do last week?
Hot pot.
Oh, hot pot-o.
Mm-hmm. Dave's experience made me want hot pot so bad I've never had one. The stressful situation made me think about when I went to a place where you cooked your food on like a hot stone and I overcooked everything and smoke went in my eyes. It was terrible. Oh. I'm sorry that I laughed when I said that, Carolina. That sounds terrible. I'm a monster. I also need to know more about American politics.
Well, you came to the right place.
So I wrote her back already, but I'm just going to read the question.
What about American?
From my understanding, in America, liberal is left and conservative is right, question mark? In Sweden, liberal is right and socialist is left. They don't even have a right wing.
Yeah.
But when Dave said libertarian, you said, ugh, I don't understand this. What is libertarian? Not liberal? I'm so confused. So I tried my best.
Let's leave that where it is.
Yeah. But anyway, so Carolina and I had an offline conversation about this.
Okay. Radicalize her?
No, she's in Sweden. She's already radicalized. You? I'm an anarchist now. Yeah. Yeah, we discussed it off pod in the direct messages, but I felt like I needed to read the part about them not having a right wing in Sweden because that is very funny to me.
And if you want to engage Becky in a back and forth conversation, just know that you can do this as well.
You can.
This is what she spends the evenings doing.
Yes. Write to us. Yep.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry.
If you'd wait until we're done with the letters portion.
Mm. Oh, I thought we were because you didn't want to talk about.
No, I'm responding to the letter.
To the hot pot portion?
If I may address Carolina. Jesus Christ.
I'll eat this chocolate. Carolina,
I also did a hot stone. I think it was at a fondue place where hot stone was one of the options in addition to the bowl of oil or the pot of oil that you do for fondue, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can cook it on a rock, hot rock. The rock is hot. And the guy, I'll never forget it. The guy, when he was giving us instruction, I don't know if this is true or if it's not, but he was so fierce about, do not put pepper on this rock. You can season it with salt. You can season it with other things, garlic, whatever. Do not put pepper on this rock, because if you do, you will create pepper gas and it will get in your eyes and it will make you uncomfortable. He wasn't saying like you're going to kill yourself or anything right. like that. He was saying like, I've seen this happen before and it ruins dinners, so don't do this, was the vibe of it. I was in my teens when this happened.
Yeah.
I will never forget it. Never forget the look in his face.
I'm sure it can happen. I don't know that it will, like 100% of the time. But
that any grain of pepper placed on the hot stuff, just instantly, a single... it's like a bleach and ammonia. That's how I envisioned it, though. But he's probably looking at like American portions of just like shake, 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 that like generates a big pile of pepper. Probably, right?
Yeah.
Probably scientifically possible.
Yeah.
Don't put pepper on the hot
Do rock. Not.
Whew. So I think these cook your own shits are maybe more stressful than they're worth. I'm starting to connect these dots.
But we're going to go to Hato Pato.
Maybe. If I can order off pod. That's all. Just a giggle.
Just a little giggle. Jesus. Well, if you'd like to write us a letter, you can write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. Probably not on Twitter anymore. I should probably take it out of the script.
Hey, you can hit me up on Twitter, though.
But that would be Dave, not our Talking Tofu.
Okay.
And
do you want me to check Talking Tofu? You want to just give me the login?
Yes.
I'm already there.
Sweet. So if you want to get in touch with Dave, you can do that.
It's at Elon Musk at twitter.com.
Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. We will.
Hey, tell a friend. You didn't put this in.
I know. You do it.
It's not in the script.
You do it. I'll add it for later.
Also, tell a friend. Couldn't be easier. You got friends? Tell your friend. Tell your friend you listen to this bad podcast, but they should listen to it and form their own opinion. Are you active on the internet? You can post about us on the internet where you're active. Only the good forums.
Tell a friend. And you can follow us on Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And that is where you can send those aforementioned direct messages. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes, including the link, including that ranch popcorn. My brain is broken. And you can find my recipes, including the ranch seasoning that I mentioned earlier, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Bye. All right.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.